Welcome to episode 70 of Photography Insights, your one-stop guide to interviews with people in the photography industry. Before we move on, I wanted to thank you all so much for your support. I really do appreciate it. And during December 2019, I'm running a film competition along with my friends at Kodak Alaris. You can win 20 rolls of film and it's really easy to enter, and worldwide is fine too. So check out my website for more information. Please keep leaving those iTunes reviews or Facebook reviews, as I will start to read these out and thank you all personally here on the show. And for today, I'm pleased to bring you this episode because I started talking to Dominique over a year ago. Now, Dominique creates such lovely portraits of people on the streets. And although she lives in New York, she originated from France, so listen to her charming accent. In this show, Dominique talks to us about photography mentors, shooting at midday, friendships from the street, colour versus black and white, and Bruce Gilden workshops. And don't forget our elusive random questions as we unveil Dominique's previous life. And as usual, check out the show notes on the website for links to find out more. Remember, anyone visiting the website will see the extra photography content. So check out flogger.co.uk, that's phlogger.co.uk, and sign up for the newsletter. That way you'll always know about the latest work and podcast episodes. But for now, let's roll the music and away our host. That's me. And welcome to the show, Dominique.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine. Comment ça va?
Ça va, merci. Tout va bien.
It's very good to finally get you on here with your voice.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you tonight and this afternoon for me.
Yeah, thank you.
We found the time.
We found the time. And obviously after the first really badly failed attempt, wasn't it? Was it last year?
I don't remember exactly.
No,
when.
I don't.
But it was a bit of a struggle, I must say. But this one seems really working fine.
Yeah, obviously now I'm a bit more practiced in my art, and I've built this specially to try and make it easy for everybody. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be okay.
I'm sure we will. And, you know, I'm not a tech person, so I appreciate the help.
No,
trust me.
No, it's not a problem. We have to do whatever we can to get people like yourself on here, because you know you're out there in the real world doing, you know, great work. So it's really good to get you on here. So for anyone listening, Dominique featured last year because we failed with technology. We had to improvise somewhat and do a lot of it online. So I've always wanted to talk to her because she's a French lady living in New York, which was very interesting to me. And she produced...
Why?
You're French and you're in New York. Two great things to me.
Okay. Thank you. I take the compliment.
Yeah,
but I'm not the one asking the question.
You're allowed to. There's no law. Don't worry.
Okay.
But Dominique's work is all over Instagram. I mean... the amount of shooting you do is fantastic. We see such ace images.
Thank you.
And that's obviously the reason we wanted to get you on here, was to talk a bit more about your street photography, wasn't it?
Okay.
So let's start off with something simple then. Let's go back and just talk about, how did you get into photography?
I was always... photography enthusiastic person, always loved it, and never really thought, you know, I bought a lot of photo books, enjoyed magazine, never really thought I could actually myself pick a camera and go shooting. And one day I was shooting with my phone, and I mean, that started like that, actually. The frustration of shooting with the phone made me bought a small camera. I'm like, yeah, I want to take a picture, but I'm not happy with the result of using iPhone. So I went to, you know, to actual camera. So I don't know if we can say any brand
Yeah,
here,
that's fine, yeah.
but okay. So I went to Leica and I bought a small camera. I call it the, you know, the Leica for the poor, the Leica Deluxe, and decided to take a few classes, you know, to learn just or refresh memory on digital photography. And that was 2 years ago. I mean, a little more than 2 years ago now. So here I am with my little camera sitting in the class, and the teacher started, you know, asking, well, I mean, can you tell me why are you here and what kind of photography you want to do, what do you want to shoot? So when it was my turn, I said I always wanted to shoot people, but I'm shy. So he said, well, you know, we're going to go out and I'll show you. It's not that difficult. You'll be surprised how people are very nice and blah, blah, blah. So that's what we did. After a few, you know, technical lesson, we went out on the street and we walked together, and he just showed me how to approach people. And that's how we started. And I never stopped since then.
Wow.
As simple as that.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's nice that you came in through someone else and learned through them, because you probably didn't make the bad mistakes that everyone else did from the beginning.
Meaning.
So, like, if you've never shot before on a street, I think it's quite intimidating. So you,
It is.
yeah, you having that sort of like a mentor in a way, to walk
Yes,
you around,
he helped me.
yeah.
But you still have to have the potential
Oh
on
yeah.
going in to stranger and ask them to take their photograph, which is not always an easy thing. And it's still, to me, every time I ask, I have a little butterfly. You know, it's, you never know the reaction. Most of the time it's very easy and people are very polite. And the worst case scenario, what do they say? No. And that's it. I never got, you know, mugged or any kind of bad reaction. So I've always been fine.
That's really nice, that, because I've always find the same thing. I get the butterflies. Have you ever shot candid then without permission?
Yes,
Yeah.
but I enjoy portraits. I really enjoy the connection, what I can get out of the photograph, what kind of emotion the person is gonna give. That's what I like. And in candid, yes, you can capture expression, you can capture beautiful scenes, but you don't have that person-to-person intimacy that you have when you ask for a portrait.
It's a very different experience, without a doubt, and it's shooting for different reasons, isn't it? And I think that's a big difference. I think shooting portraiture the way you do is really nice as well, because like you say, you can definitely see you're getting a bit of their character out, because obviously you talk a little bit about it as well, and you think you can't have just took a candid shot because they weren't posing that way, and I think you help them bring that out. So it's their face, their expressions, it's fashion, it's probably a bit of culture.
It's very diverse. It's just the person that attract my eye and say, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, the age, the color of the skin, or it's just something I feel and I want. It's a little bit crazy, I agree.
I think everyone has to be. I think we're. I think people who do street are the crazier types, because it's so different to landscapes. A landscape photographer goes into a field by himself, or goes into a mountain, has no one around him, and it's all about planning and things like that. But with street, I mean, what's the point in planning?
You can't plan the streets. It's impossible.
Yeah, definitely. So,
It's random. You can go out and coming home without a no picture, and then go out the day after, and you have 125. You never know.
So you.
As far as landscape, you go scout the location, have all your equipment and the time you want to get a sunset, then you know the sunset. I mean, of course, it's never going to be the same every day, but it's going to happen. In the street, sometimes nothing happens.
Yeah, definitely. So talk us through a normal day then. So you're going out, you've got some hours to yourself. What's going through your head? Where to go, what to look for, light, what sort of things are going through you?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's just I have my camera all the time with me. And I don't really plan on going shooting. I do it sometimes. But as you said, it's a matter of time. But I basically carry my camera wherever I go. And just just looking. That's what I do.
Do you shoot when you're with your family?
No,
Okay.
not really.
No, that's fair enough.
Sometimes, depending if you go on a trip, yes, but no.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Or I should take picture of them. But as far as streets, I generally by myself.
And you do you always feel safe as well?
Well, I don't put myself in danger. If I have a particular subject that I could, jeopardize or be a more at risk, I'll be surrounded by people or be in the middle of the date. I don't go in particular area at night. I feel safe. And I'm streetwise. You have to be.
No, that's cool. So is most of your shooting midday, morning, afternoon sort of thing?
Yes, yes.
So you get the best light.
I like, gray sky. I'm focused more, of course, light is a plus and a must, but I focus on the person first. And sometimes, unfortunately, I'm in the street, I can't really get the light and the person at the same time. So sometimes you got to make a choice or the location. So sometimes I ask people to move. Can you go there? That sometimes they don't want to. So I'm fast because when you look for, when you go and ask someone is obviously doing something, especially in New York, everybody is running from one place to another. And I don't also want to take too much of their time and say, oh, I'm sorry, I have only 2 minutes. Can you do it quick? So I do it quick. And then see what I get.
That's fair.
That's my way. And then sometimes I have, their contact info, and then I can arrange something and we can do and take more time on taking picture. But that's not the same.
So if you're struggling for light, would you just take the shot and raise your ISO, or would you just leave it?
I take the shot and then I process a little bit if I can,
Yeah.
just in Lightroom.
Yeah. What
Thanks, we have Lightroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. What camera are you using predominantly now then?
Now I'm using mostly Sony. I have the Sony Alpha 7 R3. Pretty big for every day. Pretty heavy for me. But it's I love that camera. And then I bought a smaller one, the Alpha 6400. But the 7.3 is a full frame. It's my favorite. I
That's
have done really, really beautiful picture with it.
Yeah, you've got some cracking pictures there. You now that is a big camera though for street photography, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But as far as me doing portrait and asking, it's not a big problem. Maybe for candid, I use it for candid, but I'm fast, so people sometimes don't even know I'm taking the picture. But it's big. It's big, yes. So that's why I bought the smaller version of a smaller Sony. But it's still pretty big.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So are you a one lens person, or do you take a bag and a couple of things with you?
Not really.
No.
What do you mean, a couple of things?
Let's say a couple of
Equipment like a
lenses.
flash?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So
I started using flash, and I just bought, in order to hold my flash on the side, but I haven't used it yet, and I will. That's another level. Like you gotta get ready. You cannot bring the flash, the big Sony, and everything. Just doing errands, and then you did.
No, you can't. That's definitely true.
That's a different approach, but
Yeah.
I want to use it. Think it can add another dimension to portrait, even candid.
Yeah, I'd like to see what you're capable of with a flash as well. Because.
I posted a few, but I was not with a big speed light. It was with a tiny flash that is on my camera. But it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, I've only done using a proper flash with an umbrella. So last week I went out with a model on the streets. We just took a flash stand with us, and we just moved around. There's a little waterfront area where I live, so we went around there. University, things like that, and I mean that was good. But it's another jump in skill and experience.
It's also a lot of equipment
It
to
is,
carry.
I mean that's
So,
really
it's be on
different.
your
It's
own. Like,
impossible.
I don't see myself, having the umbrella, the reflector, and then for street. It would be like a little awkward.
Probably right, yeah, and it'd be heavy as well, so it wouldn't be, yeah, you wouldn't be as fast.
No, although.
You could set up a stand,
Yeah.
get your portrait here, yeah, there you go.
Just having the flash on the side. Yep.
Why not?
And
Something different. No, that's cool. So, what do you think then influenced you to start shooting street rather than any other genre?
well, I love Bruce Gilden, obviously. I took two workshops with him. And love Cartier-Bresson. I used to think those were my big influence. And I like the streets. I like movement. I like noise. I mean, in a certain, way. And I like energy. I like people. So it's perfect.
It's a good
I
answer.
cannot do landscape. I would be bored in a minute.
Is very
That's
different.
me.
Yeah. I think I go through moods, so it's not so bad for me. Like if I'm on holiday with my family, I can quite happily just walk for an hour and take a couple of pictures of the landscape, so the sunset, the sea, things like that. But I think if it was in the daytime, there's nothing more than I would want to just go around the town and take pictures of people, because it's like you say, it's getting to know people, isn't it?
I'm sorry,
It,
say
it's
it
it's
again.
getting to know people, isn't it? Because you're taking a photo, but you want that next bit, you want the interaction, or you want to know something about them.
Yeah,
Because
definitely.
at the end of the day, you saw something in them, didn't you?
And some people I met in the street became my friends, believe it or
Oh,
not.
wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's funny. Yeah. So, well, I must say, New York is pretty friendly. Some people say no, but I think it's friendly.
Yeah. Well, that's
It's a friendly city. People talk to each other, still communicate. Bad or good, but they communicate.
No, that's good, because that doesn't happen everywhere. I mean,
No, I mean, in France, we don't, talk to people we don't know.
okay.
It would be very awkward for someone to just, like they call it here, small talks. No. They would think you're a weirdo or something.
Wow.
It's very, and I appreciate to talk to stranger, to say hi, and it's just a nicer way of living and, to know your neighbor.
Yeah, I agree. There's nothing wrong with going to talk to people.
No.
I mean, humans are sociable people.
Yeah,
So.
that they allow us to get out of the phone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know one of the biggest things I found was when I started shooting with film on the streets a couple of years ago, people came up to me because like the film cameras would be like, oh, I had one of them back in the 90s and the 80s. And I mean I was once approached by this lady. I mean, she must have been 80 years old. And she just came up and tapped my hand, and she just said, "I think it's lovely you're shooting film." And I was like, "Oh, bless you!" And she was a lovely lady. Wanted to get rid of all her equipment, and she gave me a number. And I love stuff like it's a nice thing that you would just approach someone because you've got one thing in common.
True.
And I don't think we do enough of that.
Yeah.
And
Yes, you're right.
especially photographers don't do enough of it.
Because it's not for everybody.
Yeah. Well, you think
There's
the
a
social side.
Yeah, but because it's not easy for everybody. It's just that, it's kind of a gift of being able to talk to stranger. You can teach, you can show, but some people won't overcome it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of photographers that must ask me, how do you do it? But I have no problem. And I think it's part of my personality.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah, it has to be. I think I go up and down, I think, with my moods, and sometimes I could just go approach people, and then other times I'm just thinking, no chance, I'm not doing this.
No, I'm like that too. It's not like I go every day and they, oh, I'm gonna. But sometimes I feel like it, sometimes I don't. But that's part of that. I mean, that's part of our art. Sometimes you just, the art is who you are.
Yeah,
It's
definitely.
a reflection of yourself, your soul. So someday my soul is okay to talk to people, sometimes it's not.
And I'm a great believer in the pictures you take tell us a bit about you as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. It is, because I think the way you frame the choice of colors, or how you edit it, the sort of people you shoot in, whether you're shooting the same thing constantly. I think there is things you can pick up off people.
Someone told me once I could be a very good scout to find the right people for movies and stuff. Yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah.
But think about that.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? Yeah, because you're finding
I
these
found.
interesting people. Future
I
job.
like that. I like them. I like personality. I like people that have something to say. It doesn't mean that the one I don't photograph have nothing to say, but they talk to me.
I'm the same. The best models, like I've worked with, are the ones that'll talk rather than just stand there, and we've got to know each other, and then you both relax. I mean, honestly, I've met such wonderful people this year just through modeling, and it's just great, because you just enjoy the next time they're going to come modeling. You're like, well, we don't have to do out here, we can just have a laugh. And I think the last two occasions, I haven't planned any particular shots. I haven't planned any particular outfits or styles. We've just turned up and should we try this? Yeah, okay. And
Exactly.
yeah, it's been really cool. So, are you going to admit how much time you spend shooting?
You mean per day?
Let's go per week,
What?
shall we?
I shoot every day.
You shoot every
I
day.
sh like I said, I bring my
Because you,
camera
yeah.
and I shoot every day, like about an hour, sometime two.
Okay.
But I don't really, get at something every day. It's a good picture is hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes I post and I'm not even sure that is a good picture. It's and the more I shoot, the more particular I become. Well, actually, the more I shoot, the less I shoot because I'm becoming very, very aware of what I want to do.
Yeah, because you found your style and you know how you want it to look. Yeah,
Yes.
that's what I mean. So
Because.
I think you can pick up on these things. So I think if someone looked at, say, your Instagram from day one to now, you would see masses of difference, not just in quality, because that
No, of
happens.
course it's growing. It's a
Yeah.
growing process. Especially I haven't done that for many, many years. So I'm learning, I'm still growing. And I don't know where I'm going. That's also part of the fun.
Yeah, so it should be, though. I think that's the important thing. People say to me what you're doing, and what you got planned, and I just think, well, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. So I just do a bit of everything. And one day I might decide actually what's for me.
But you know what? Are you enjoying the ride?
Yes.
That's what matters. And that's all matters.
Yeah, you're right.
You're having fun and you're doing what you like.
And as long as, like you say, you enjoy it, and if someone gets pleasure out of your results, that's even better, isn't it? And some of it's not always been, the photography. Some of it's been the podcasting side. So, I get the enjoyment of conversations like this. And I love people seeing work of people I recommend. So yeah, when I see your work, and I'll see a street photographer, I'll say, check out Dominique's work. You won't see much like this. And I think that side's really nice as well.
Thank you.
No,
I appreciate.
that's cool.
Appreciate everything, Andrew.
Well, no, that's cool. I mean, I think if I'm right, was it Sarah who we met through? Yeah, it
Yes,
was on. That's
exactly.
right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember Sarah saying how much she was out on the streets, and she'd be out in the night, in the mornings, and I was thinking,
Wow.
God, are you safe? But yeah, she's a remarkable lady as well.
Yeah, she's a friend.
Yeah, bless her. She's going had a lot of struggles, so it's got to keep going though. So
Yeah, well, we all do,
yeah, exactly.
more or less.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So would you say street photography is a drug, a cure, or relaxation for you?
Ah, interesting drug. I would say it's a drug, but obviously a good one. And I don't think it's a cure, because that mean I have others, like used. I mean, I've been taking dance class and dancing for as long as I remember. I won't even say. So
just a few
my
years.
cure would be more, yeah, like you know. And my cure would be more on going, you know, exercising, take dancing. So, but my current addiction would be street photography. Yes. As far as what was the last one?
Relaxation.
The relaxation.
It's funny because I interviewed Luciano. Do you know Luciano?
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember him saying street photography is like a drug to him. He has to do it, he has to keep going. And it made me think, actually, yeah, that's probably true in so many cases for all photographers in a way, especially people who are not doing it for paid work.
True.
Why would you choose to do it? That there has to be something inside you, isn't there?
It is because sometimes I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna put that on hold, thinking what I want to do next, and et cetera, et cetera. And then the first, I have my camera, and the first thing I do when I get out, I take pictures because I see someone or I see a situation or something that appeals me. So there's an impulse there
Yeah,
I
definitely.
can't control. I mean, honestly, I just love it. I just love it.
Yeah.
It's part of me.
Yeah, and I think that's good though. So, like you say, it's just something that takes over you, and so you have to do. I think it's a really niche thing compared to other genres. So it's something, but we shouldn't sh hide away from it. It's just part of you.
I always said I found photography, and the only thing that makes me feel good as much as dancing.
Oh, that's
So there's,
nice.
it took me a while because, you know, dancing, the career is very short. So I moved on to being a, you know, fitness teacher, Pilates instructor. But something was missing, that artistic part of me that I have in dance, I didn't have it in the fitness industry. So I'm glad I found a way to reconnect with my artistic soul.
That's really nice, that. Yeah, I like that. Because I found when I was in my early 30s, I started struggling with I played a lot of football or soccer, as you call it. Played it nearly all my life, and I started getting a lot of injuries that I couldn't recover from. And I could never envision a time when I wouldn't play football, and it really worried me
No,
because
I imagine. I
oh,
can imagine.
it was
I had
awful.
injuries too. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I sort of came into being a dad and sort of changed my life a bit. And I didn't think about football. And then when I turned about 40, I got into photography. Now, I don't bother me that I can't play football. So it's amazing. So you can change,
Yes.
which is
Yes,
really
it
cool.
does. It does.
But you
Absolutely.
obviously had the artistic side in you early on, though, like you say, through dance.
I didn't realize it. For
Oh,
me,
okay.
it's more about, exercises. Yes, of course. But I don't know, it took me a while to call myself an artist. But I think I'm getting there.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. It's so unique. So why should anyone go to New York for
Oh,
photography?
why? Why? Okay, let's put it that way. One of the best place for street. Architecture, if you like architecture, amazing building. If you like character, you have amazing people. There's a lot of things going on around each corner of the street, a lot of characters. It's moving fast. There's a lot of culture as well. It's a melting pot, it still is. So you get very colorful neighborhoods. You can basically travel to the world when you're in New York. So I think it's pretty much the city I love. And I haven't traveled, so it's difficult. I mean, I'm impressed when I Instagram, people that travels and can I'll be able to take pictures in amazing country. So I haven't. So, but as far as New York, it's I can travel there. I can go to Queens. I can go, and then I'd be in a Korean neighborhood. I can go to Brooklyn and it's be Jamaica, or can go to downtown and I'm in Chinatown. There's a Puerto Rican neighborhood. It's fun. It's really fun.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. So, would you ever go to one specific area, then say like Brooklyn or Chinatown or something?
What would be my favorite, or what would I recommend?
No,
Particularly.
so let's say you just thought, I wanted a day where I want to take pictures. So would you go to one neighborhood on
Oh, yeah.
purpose? Yeah, okay.
Yes. If I have time, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you have a
Yes.
favorite
I
then?
did it. I went to Jack. I did it. I did it in all some, interesting events like the Mermaid Parade or Puerto Rican Parade. Yes. But it's, yeah, I need to plan it.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite?
I love to go Harlem
Okay.
more often. I'd love to go, it's hard to say. I love New York. I mean, everywhere I go, I found something interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're so
It's
lucky.
a fascinating city. I mean, honestly,
Yeah,
it's a tough city,
I
but
have
it's
been once,
fascinating.
so I can understand that. Yeah, it's all the things though. Like you say, you've got the neighborhoods, you've got a tube, you've got the railways over the top. You've got so many different things going on all the time.
All the time, and it keep changing. Actually, what some you remember? I remember something. The first photography I took before going to that class and starting shooting people was street art. I was it was a while ago. I was the first street artist that started putting on walls, and I was fascinated by the quality of the art. So I took taking picture because if I passed the day after, they were gone. And I was thinking to myself, look at that beautiful art. And I have to make memory of that. I have to keep it. I mean, I have to giving some sense. So that's how I studied photography. I don't call it really street photography because it's just, you know, going and shooting someone else's art.
Yeah.
But that's, I was saying that because things go fast.
Mm-hmm.
And going, seeing a beautiful art and seeing it gone by the day after, I thought it was a shame.
Yeah.
And yes, New York is fast, very fast.
No, that's cool. So they're very, very different place. Do you remember any interactions you've had with people, whether they've been good or bad then? Certain people that have stood out to you?
Some people just say no. And I'm polite. Someone called me the most polite street photographer.
Yeah.
Which I did not usually. They say, oh, you're so polite. I said, well, I understand. I'm not an aggressive person. So
yeah.
If you don't want your picture taken, it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to. So then we move on. I had that some person running into me saying, don't take my picture. I don't want it. And I was not taking your picture.
Oh, okay.
So that was very funny. And I'm like, hello, I was shooting someone else. So, but no, I never had bad encounters. As far as good, most of them are good.
Yeah.
We're excited about it.
Wow, that's good.
And that's what I'm telling people. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
People are nicer than you think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've shot at night before, and it's very different over here because 10 people on a street, if you're lucky. So I was walking across this road, there was a shop, and on the corner there was a couple of people outside, and I had my camera down to my side, no intention of shooting anyone. And this guy, he was obviously drunk, and started talking to me, and he's like, you take my picture, mate, I'm gonna smash your camera, I'm gonna smash it in your face, and blah blah blah. I was like, no, I'm not taking your picture. And luckily his mate tried to calm him down. But honestly, it's just so different here. People hate it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So
it's more open here, definitely. People are kind of used to it, I guess, or they don't care. I don't know if I haven't tried in France.
Mm.
Well, you know, also people sometimes ask me, why are you taking, or why do you want to take my picture? So I explain to them, oh, I find them beautiful, or they find something interesting about his tattoo, or and then I show them my Instagram. And sometimes they want the picture, send them the picture. So there's kind of an exchange, positive exchange.
I think that's a good thing, though, like you say. So if you can show them your Instagram, you're proving you're a real photographer, sort of thing.
That's and sometimes they like the picture, so everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's good. Someone said to me, they carry a little book with them. Of some of their work.
Yes.
And I thought, do you know what, that's a really good idea, because I've got one from a couple of years ago. So I might do that in future, actually, because I've got
one. True, but that's another thing to carry, so I'm trying to stay light. That's my only concern in the street.
Yeah.
You like to be fast.
Well, my gear is pretty heavy, so it's a bit different. My Bronica is 1.5 kilo.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a big, big camera.
Yeah. So you can, but you're a guy.
Well, you say that, but then it works the opposite way, approaching females.
Yes. And true. Maybe that's also true, that being a woman makes things a little easier to approach people. They feel less threatened.
I think so.
I'll be honest, I think so too.
And I also think another one is like middle-aged men, that like we are, we can sometimes not look. I don't know. They can sometimes get typecasted as a certain sort of person you don't want to be around, shall we say. So we don't always look right. So imagine it's like when I shoot a model, sometimes the models are half my age. I mean, they could be my children. And you're like, you're comfortable. And half the time they're like, yeah, do you want me to drop my bra off my shoulder? And you're like, what? Yeah, so
Yeah,
it is a very strange thing to get used to. So,
true.
you've always got to be careful. Another thing I've noticed, you have done black and white, but you have done colour as well, haven't you? What's your preference there then? Is it whatever or?
Visual choice. I think some picture looks stronger in black and white. Then sometimes I like the colors. I always put both next to each other because I love black and white. I love it. But sometimes, as a matter of fact, the picture looks better in color. Especially with, my Sony sharpness, and the colors are tempting, really.
Well, what if someone had tattoos? Would it always be color for you then?
No, I think I've done it in black and white. And mostly the ink or black ink. I didn't have a lot of colorful tattoo. I probably will do. I don't know. Honestly, it's a choice that I make after.
Oh, that's cool. So, one of the things you talked about earlier was obviously Bruce Gilden. So, what happens in a Bruce Gilden workshop then? Give us some.
Everybody's terrorized.
Are there?
Terrified.
Oh, God.
So he's tough. He tells you the truth.
Right.
Though he got a little softer on the softer side, that workshop, compared to the first one. But he tells you the truth. So that's what matters. You want to know what's wrong in your picture. You want to know what's good. Because if you go to a workshop and everything is okay, so what the point of going? He's going to tell you the picture is good, or he's going to explain to you, well, you should have done that. Of course, it's subjective, but he's still Magnum, so he knows what he's talking about. So I appreciate the honesty. He has a big sense of humor, so we laugh a lot.
That's good.
He's very funny. He's very funny. Sarcastic. And every time I take a workshop with him, I grow. I have a period of time where I'm like, okay, that's it. I think I'm going to sell my camera. That's not for me. Maybe I cannot be a photographer. So I do that for a few days, and then something happened, and I find something new that I want to do. So it's 100% positive. It was 100% positive for me. Though it was rough. I cried.
Oh dear. Oh
But
bless you. I'll tell him.
it's
I'll tell him
intense,
off.
you know. It's very intense. A week workshop that you go every morning, you get beat up, and then you go shooting. You don't find what you want to shoot, and then you show shit. So it's like, but
Oh.
it's good. It's all good. It's all good because it's not always the perfect situation, like I said.
Yeah. No, that's good. And
But
obviously you've took his photo as well, didn't
yeah, I took his photo.
you? Yeah, that was good as well. It's nice to see because obviously people like him are obviously legends, but It's a long way for us to come across, so
Yeah.
it's nice to hear, a real life experience.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of fun. I think I'm good for a third one. Like we said in French, jamais deux sans trois. Never two without a third.
Okay, I like that. Right, we are now through to what I call my random questions, Dominique.
Be nice to me, I don't want to cry on the
I'll not be that nasty, don't worry. I could never do that.
No, I
Yeah, it's
I'm
not me.
joking.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so what country would you move near America and why?
Near America?
So if you could move anywhere in the world and bring them closer
Oh,
to you,
anywhere.
yeah.
Where would I move?
Besides me, obviously.
You have time
Yeah,
to think? Because I
it's
love New
fine.
York and I'm already moved from one country to another and I know what it takes. And honestly, I'm not ready to do it again.
No.
But hypothetically, I'm trying to think a place where it's the green is greener. Okay, I'll try Australia.
Yeah.
It's not close.
Okay. What would you like about Australia then?
Oh, I try Israel.
Israel,
But
okay.
why Australia? Because it's
Bit hotter.
combination of, I mean, I've never been there. That's how I imagine, or that's how people told me. Of everything, you get big cities. You big city by the beach. You have a beautiful, amazing nature. And I don't know. I will. I think it's very American without being America.
Okay.
But that was a tough question because I don't ask myself that question.
Well, I don't want to ask you easy questions, do I?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, no, that's fine. So, if France is champagne, England is tea, what drink is the
England is
USA?
what you're breaking up.
So, if England is tea,
Yes.
what drink is the
Okay.
USA?
Beer.
Yeah. Do
Right?
you see
What
a
would you
lot of
say?
it there?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
Yeah. Big problems, isn't it? Okay. An easy one for you then. Which
Okay.
are scarier, clowns or spiders?
Spider.
The spider, yeah?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
That's okay.
Yes, the spider. Yeah. Am I right?
I think it'd be a clown for me sometimes. The can look very scary now.
Yeah.
There was someone who put a picture up earlier, street photography. Oh, who was it? And I think it was one of my London friends. Yeah, put one up of this guy dressed as a clown, and he had a really big head. He was a really strange looking clown. I was like, God, that is scary.
Yeah, they can be very scary too. But spider win.
Spider-Man. Okay, so you win the lottery. What is your first purchase?
Paying back my apartment.
Okay.
I mean, the safety, in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. Having a roof over your head and a UN is always good, isn't it? Okay. Will we ever see a female James Bond?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what? I think so now. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think if you'd
we're
have asked
ready.
that, well, I think if you'd
We're
asked that
good. We're
10 years
ready.
ago.
Yeah, but now, definitely.
No, that's cool. People believe in former lives. What do you think you were in a previous life?
I was a Broadway dancer, like at the beginning of. Yeah, I was in a show, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So that's where you get your dancing genes from.
Probably.
Yeah,
There's a connection here, and I know it.
it's funny, isn't it? I think in a previous life, my wife was some sort of queen, and I was some sort of peasant, and I went and did all the jobs for her.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think she reminds me of that. Obviously, she keeps telling me she's a queen now. No, I can't remember.
Yeah,
Anyway,
we all do.
yeah.
That's married life. That's called
Exactly.
married life, right?
Yes, yeah. Do as you're told. Okay.
Oh.
What would a Jesus's social media handle be?
Oh, you. Oh, wow.
You can be as adventurous as you want.
Walk on water.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Why not?
Yeah, so someone else said nailed it. And I was like, oh, come on. That's a
That's
bit
nice.
controversial. Yeah.
Well, that's sarcastic, but that's funny.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a funny guy. So, what will be the first fast food delivered to the moon?
Oh, what will be the name of the fast food?
Yeah. Oh, what sort
Yeah,
of food?
McDonald's,
Yeah.
of course.
It has to be, doesn't
Yeah.
it? Do you think they'll sponsor the space race then?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Your last one.
A Big Mac.
Yeah, it'd have to be, wouldn't it? If you could learn an animal language, what animal would you like to talk to?
Oh, the dog.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a pet dog then?
Maybe that's what I was in the past life.
Ah.
Who knows?
We never know these things, do we? So, thank you so much for going through them questions, Dominique.
Thanks, Andrew. It was a pleasure.
So the next thing then, would you like to tell all our lovely listeners where they find your work?
So my Instagram is Dominique_NYC, and my website is dominiquemizrahi.com. So basically my last name you can find on my Instagram, and the link is on Instagram. But
That's
thank you for having me.
No, that's cool. I'll get that link sorted for you. And then my final question, who would you like to see on a future show?
My friend, I have a few friends. We could recommend Beth Caron. You can recommend Laurie, my friend, a cheeseburger earmuff. And my other friend, Destroy 77. Oh, well, I have a lot of friends.
That's
But
cheating.
wouldn't end. So many great people around.
Yeah. Well, have a think and then send me through some links to him and then I'll check him out if
Yeah,
that's all right.
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, that's cool. So all I have to say is thank you so much for spending the time with me, Dominique.
Thanks to you. It was a pleasure.
No, it's a pleasure. It's really nice to see you at long last and get to
It's so
hear.
nice to have a face, right?
Yeah, it
On
is.
a profile that you follow.
It
It's
is, and that's why I do it this way. So there's a bit more interaction. It's nice for us too. And then I can edit out anything else, you see. So, no, I appreciate you putting your time though away from your family.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, bonne nuit. Hey guys, thanks for listening to that episode. It was really cool to have Dominique on finally. People who's followed the blog for a long time may know her as she was an interviewee where we had massive problems with technology, so the interview could never happen in the sense of an audio version. So we had to do an online version, which so it was really cool to get Dominique on, get a bit more of how she is and what a lovely character she is. The podcast always seems to help this aspect and bring the characters out of people, which is really cool. And obviously, when you build up a relationship over time like this, it's really nice to actually see these people in person, which is again another great aspect. And as another example of this, for those who watch my feed, you may have noticed I met up with one of my long-term Instagram friends, Paul Lefko, who's become a good friend of mine, who we're regularly messaging each other and like FaceTiming sort of thing. And he was passing through the country, so I decided to take a day off, go down to the airport and meet him for an hour and have a quick drink with him. It's probably one of the few times ever I'll get to meet Paul, so that was really cool. And another great thing about this day was I also got to meet up with John Hughes, again, who's been on the podcast with me. Fabulous guy. We had a lot of laughs. I do recommend you check out both of these podcasts because Paul was on early on as well. John's very different. He's in the street photography world. So it wasn't a sit-down event. This was more of, right, you're here, Andy, let me show you around. So off we went. He spent time working with me, showing me what he does, and it was good to see him in action. Really helped me. It really got to see a different side of what he classes as street photography and how it's okay to shoot any time. Hopefully, by the time you listen to this, I will have a blog article on my website all about my walk with John. I'm actually sat recording this on my birthday. So happy birthday to me! Yay! That just shows a little bit of my dedication to what I'm doing. I'm really trying to bring you interest in people, trying to have fun with it and meet really good people. Because at the end of the day, we're all humans, we all want to interact with each other, and hopefully, we can bring a bit of light and laughs and get something out of the episodes. I know I do, and I can't thank you and all enough for listening. And just keep remembering, promote the show where you can. Let's get it out there and on iTunes. Let's get this show popular. Thanks so much, everyone. See you on the next one.